Gibraltar. On a Tuesday morning, Jack Harding went to Gatwick Airport. Only luggage was a small grey suitcase. In the inner pocket of his jacket, he had his passport and an air ticket. He had booked a return flight to Gibraltar for £153. Why was he going to Gibraltar? For what reason was he travelling to Gibraltar? The reason for his visit was a magic show he was going to do there. Did he tell his wife why he was going there? Yes, he told her that he was going there to do a magic show. What else did they say? She asked him how much the flight cost, and he answered that it cost £153. She also wanted to know how long he was going to stay in Gibraltar. He told her he was going to stay there for the weekend. He also said that the trip was important for him, as he had never done a show in Gibraltar before. The flight from London to Gibraltar took just over 2.5 hours. When the aeroplane got near the famous rock, everybody looked out of the windows excitedly. In the midday sun, they were able to see everything clearly. On the western side of the rock lay the town and the harbour. In the south, Gibraltar pointed towards North Africa. In the east, there were some beaches, and in the north was the airport and the road going to Spain. The road from Spain crossed the runway of the airport. As a plane was going to land, the traffic had been stopped, and there was now a traffic jam. Then the plane turned so it could land, and the marvellous view vanished from sight. When Jack left the airport, he was picked up by Potty Poppy, who really wasn't Potty at all. In fact, she was a very clever woman who helped Jack a lot both during his shows and with all the work that had to be done before and after each show. "Hi, Jack," she said with a smile. "How was your flight?" "Jolly good," he answered. "I've had an idea for a great new magic trick, but I couldn't try it on the plane. It might have shocked the other passengers." "Oh, really? You don't waste time, do you? What is it?" "In this trick, I take a knife and first push it through my hand before pulling it out again." Poppy pulled a face. "Bloody hell, you'd better not let any children see that. I can't imagine how they would feel." "I see what you mean," he said, feeling a bit cross that his idea had not met with the enthusiasm he had expected. "I think it's much better to keep the shows more like comedies. If you start turning things into a horror show..." "Oh, shut up," Jack said and laughed. He wasn't feeling cross anymore. For some reason, Poppy's cheeky humour almost always defeated him. "Anyway, is everything ready for the show tonight?" "Everything is ready," Poppy said, feeling chuffed that she had once again managed the difficult job of getting everything ready in time for a large show. "All you need to do is to come in time this evening, but you're free all afternoon. If you like, we can do some sightseeing," she added, knowing exactly how much Jack liked to see new places. In fact, over the years, both Jack and Poppy had developed the habit of always leaving enough time on their trips to be able to see all the places they visited when doing shows there. "Waste not, want not," his wife always said when going on her business trips, and he agreed with her. Indeed, why should they waste time and money travelling to places again when they already had to go there for work? "Here we are," Poppy said when they arrived at an old-fashioned yet posh hotel. It had just taken them a quarter of an hour to walk from the airport to the hotel. "That was quick," Jack replied. "It just shows you how small Gibraltar is." They entered the hotel and went to the reception. "Good afternoon," the receptionist said with a pleasant smile. "Have you got a reservation?" "Yes, a single room for Jack Harding." "We've been expecting you, sir. Could I have your passport, please?" Jack took his passport out of his pocket and gave it to the receptionist. The receptionist gave him a form to fill in and said, "Please fill in the form, sir." When Jack had filled in the form, The receptionist gave him a key and said, "You have room 17. It's on the first floor to your right when you leave the lift. Have a nice day." "Thank you," Jack replied as he took the key. While Jack took his bag upstairs to his room, Poppy was waiting for him downstairs in the hotel lobby. He put the key into the lock and turned it to open the door. He entered the room, put his bag in a corner, and had a quick look around. The room was small yet clean and elegant. He decided it would do for the few days he was going to spend in Gibraltar. He left the room, locked the door, and went back downstairs. "I'm feeling peckish," he said to Poppy. "Let's have lunch first and then take the cable car up the mountain." Poppy agreed and took him to a nearby restaurant. 3/4 of an hour later, Jack and Poppy bought tickets for the cable car. The tickets were £14 each, so they paid £28 together. What did Jack say about the price of the tickets? He said that 28 quid was a bit expensive, but that it would be daft not to go as they might never visit Gibraltar again. The cable car took them to the top of the rock in just 6 minutes. "What a marvellous view," Poppy said, looking all around. "Yes, it's breathtaking," Jack agreed. "It's amazing how far you can see. You can even see North Africa quite well. You wouldn't happen to know how far away it is?" "It's only about 8 miles," she replied. "When the air is clear, you can see far along the coast. But when the weather is bad, the shores of North Africa vanish behind a grey curtain." Jack looked at her in surprise. "How would you know that?" he exclaimed. "You've never been here before, have you?" "I know all about Gibraltar," she replied, and smiled at him triumphantly. "You see, I did my homework before coming here and read my guidebook. It's a good habit. You should try it." "All right, you win. Appearances can be deceptive," Jack said and grinned. "What do you mean?" "Well, what would our audiences say if they knew Potty Poppy was so clever?" Poppy first groaned and then laughed. "Oh, you and your silly jokes," she said and boxed his shoulder. They turned to admire the view again. There were hundreds of merchant ships and sailing boats all around them, and there even was a submarine in the harbour, though there weren't any junks like in Hong Kong. Poppy took her mobile phone out of a small rucksack she was carrying and took some pictures. Unlike Jack, she had the habit of taking lots of photos wherever she went. "Does Jack have the habit of taking photographs?" "No, he doesn't. He doesn't have the habit of taking pictures, as he doesn't enjoy doing so. In fact, he doesn't even like having his own picture taken." So when Poppy started taking pictures, he quickly walked on along the path. The path was narrow, but luckily it wasn't crowded. He followed the path northwards in the direction of Spain. Almost 400 meters below, people were having fun on Gibraltar's beaches. In fact, some of the beaches were quite crowded. Men and women were lying on towels to get a suntan. Some were applying sunscreen as they didn't want to get a sunburn. Some boys wearing swimming trunks and goggles were having fun in the shallow water, while some girls in bikinis were playing with a beach ball. Poppy came up beside him. "That looks lovely," she exclaimed delightedly. "I almost wish I was sunbathing too." "Maybe tomorrow," Jack said. "Today we still have a tour of the siege tunnels. I've got a friend in the army who will show us around and take us to some areas that aren't open to the public." "That sounds interesting. When are we meeting your friend?" "In an hour, so I think we should make our way back into town again." "All right," Poppy agreed. Jack suggested that they go back into town to meet a friend who would show them the siege tunnels. This idea pleased Poppy, so she agreed. When Jack arrived at the airport in Gibraltar, Poppy asked him what his flight had been like. He told her it had been jolly good and that he had thought of a new magic trick during the flight. Poppy asked him what it was. He He told her that in the trick he pushed a knife through his hand and then pulled it out again. Poppy told him not to let any children see the trick. Jack asked her if everything was ready for the show that evening, and Poppy answered that it was. She said that he was free that afternoon and that they could go sightseeing. She then took him to an old-fashioned yet posh hotel. At the hotel, the receptionist asked Jack for his passport and to fill in a form. He told Jack that he had room 17. When Jack had taken his bag to his room, he told Poppy that he was feeling peckish. He suggested to have lunch before taking a cable car up the mountain. When they were at the top of the mountain, Poppy said that the view was marvelous, and Jack said that he agreed. He said they could even see North Africa, and he asked Poppy if she knew how far away it was. She replied that it was only 8 miles away. She also said that when the weather was bad, the shores of Africa vanished behind a grey curtain. Jack asked her how she knew this, and if she had been to Gibraltar before. Poppy said that she knew all about Gibraltar, as she had the good habit of reading a guidebook before going somewhere.